Let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So, what's going on in and around camps? Well, first, let's start with a weird situation with the Raiders, Mike, who released Christian Wilkins, designation of termination vested veteran. That's the term that they used that was in the contract language. The Raiders claim that his failure to maintain his physical condition to play is the reason they let him go and voided his contract. But we're talking about voiding, Mike, $35 million of guaranteed money left on his contract. Mm. Basically, guys, and we're seeing this, the Cowboys just took $500,000 away from Trayvon Diggs. He worked out and rehabbed in Florida, but he didn't work out and rehab with the Cowboys' doctors and trainers.
Right.
Wilkins is very similar, where he had a chance to check in with the Raiders and say, hey, here's my progress, here's what's going on. Apparently he didn't do that, just in short term of what's going on here. And so the Raiders are like, we're voiding your contract. Now Mike Vrabel's come out and said, well, we'll probably have a conversation. Look, they just signed him. Last year, they just signed him, and now they're voiding his deal. This is an interesting deal. And by the way, he has a grievance with the Players Association.
Right, and as you said, Players Association is going to jump on this with 2 feet. But you know, but this goes back to, you know, we've heard it before. You brought us some great examples. Same thing in NBA. You know, say, hey, man, I think the team's doctors don't know what they're doing. I think the specialists they're using are maybe not in my best interest. Teams tell me to have the surgery. I want to get a second opinion. But in this case, the Raiders are going, look, there was a timeline. You were supposed to do this. Christian Wilkins, this guy, remember, we wanted to draft a couple years ago. Dolphins got him.
That's right.
And now he's on to his next team. So this will get icky between the Players Association. We always, you know, lobby for the players, but, you know, we're only hearing the Raiders side of it right now.
Meanwhile, James Cook, Mike, did report to Bills training camp. Don't you think that? I thought they were going to pay him this offseason. They took care of everybody else for the most part. Josh got his big extension, certainly deserved. But James Cook talking about his contract extension, saying, quote, I deserve what I want, I need it, and it's going to eventually happen. Again, another star running back who plays a big role in that Bills offense, not getting his contract extension.
Yeah, and this is one where you and I've said, you know, for a guy, and we had that big debate at the end of the season about who was the MVP, Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen, and people said, well, Lamar's got more stuff. Man, Cam Newton could have made that argument. Lamar Jackson's got more stuff around him than Josh Allen. But, you know, Josh does have a guy in James Cook who they didn't utilize, I don't think, way enough their last game of the season last year because, you know, there was an injury, but he said, I was ready to go. But he stirs the drink. He catches balls out of the backfield. He makes a tough yardage. He's a lot, you know, he's not the poor man. He's very much similar to his brother Dalvin Cook, right?
He is.
So pay that man his money. He deserves it.
Yeah, I agree. I'm surprised they didn't do it, as we said. As far as the Bears, we talked about, you know, their head coach Ben Johnson taking the offense off the field on the first day because they were struggling. Botch snapped, fumble, couldn't get out of the huddle. So they asked the new OC, Mike, about this and you know, with the Bears' struggles. And he said, yeah, we're off to a choppy start at training camp, but we're not concerned. Okay, maybe this is the adjustment of learning a new system. You know, I don't know. But what were they doing at OTAs and all this stuff at minicamp? You know, you got a quarterback who is in Caleb Williams, 23 years old. You got Roma Dunze. You got all these guys that you feel like he's got so many weapons around him. DJ Moore.
Right.
But either way, that's the reports out of Chicago. And it's not necessarily bad, but they're just talking about, hey, yeah, we've had some struggles here the first few days. We're trying to get on the right track.
I mean, how does Caleb Williams handle getting basically thrown out of practice? I mean, this is the great debate why teams do all the stuff they do in the combine and the pre-draft interviews. Is this guy mentally tough? How does he handle it? Because, you know, I think a lot of folks look at it and say, you know, you never should have even had him with that Eberflus in the first place. He kind of wasted a year of this guy's development. But now if he's not responding, I mean, I wonder how the rest of the team – maybe there's some guys in that team that go, yeah, man, just kick this guy's butt. He needs it.
He might need it. He might need it. Shedeur Sanders saying, Mike, it's not in my control, the limited reps I'm getting with the Browns. Does that concern you about him maybe getting a shot to even get a playing time?
Dude. Playing time this year. I saw an article 2 days ago that said the Browns are going to tank to go get Arch Manning.
Oh, come on.
And so Arch Manning is going to play 1 year. And then this is one of these ridiculous clickbait articles that you see. It wasn't Pro Football Talk Day, but it was similar. And you saw it, too. It's like the Browns and the Mannings in cahoots. Are you out of your freaking mind? First things first, let's try to win some games this year with a pretty good defense and a lot of weapons on offense. But this is the great debate. How does he, barring injury, get the reps. He's got to be like, you know, what, Barry Bonds. He's going to have one chance to hit a home run. He's got to do it every time.
He said, I don't think it's my place to answer the question about, hey, how are your reps coming? Do you need more reps? He says, it's not left up to me. I feel like that's not in my control, so I'm not going to think about it or have that in my thought process. He says, there are a lot of people who want to have the opportunity to be at this level, and I'm here. I'm thankful to have that opportunity, but, you know, it is what it is right now. And that's Shador. He's not pressing the issue. He's just simply saying, like, you want me to say I should be getting more reps? That's not left up to me. And he's not lying, Mike. I mean, look, he's got to play this cool.
Right.
And for him to make a bigger deal out of this, I think, guys, this is all going to play out. And by week 5 or 6, you're going to see Shador Sanders. That's my guess. That's what I believe is going to happen. And I don't care what happens in the preseason with Dylan Gabriel or who's the other kid? Kenny Pickett.
Like, I mean, again, two gloves? Buster. Yeah, but this is why we had that great conversation. I mean, everybody else was talking about it. Why would you draft Dylan Gabriel and then draft? I mean, just go pick him up there. Look. We're not debating what this guy's going to be. This was, you know, as we said, I thought it was overplayed because a lot of folks felt, you know, turn this thing into a federal case and everything else. Meanwhile, the one guy was going, thank you very much, Mr. Sanders, is Cam Ward. Nobody's talking about Cam Ward. I was watching NFL Network this morning. They had a couple of guys feeling they could be a surprise team in the AFC South. That the Titans have a lot of weapons, which, you know, we don't talk much about them, but this guy might hit the ground running, much like what you've got with our quarterback, Michael Penix Jr. This is a guy who's always, you know, played with a lot of poise and has had to bounce around and has, you know, kind of got a little kind of veteran juice a little bit as a rookie.
Look, the division, everybody just thought a few years ago, once, you know, C.J. Stroud took over, it was going to be the Texans division for a long time. Like, Peyton Manning owned that division for like 12 years. And then Jacksonville, Mike, who is yet to fix themselves, you keep saying, all right, well, when are they going to win that division? And the thing about the Titans is, yeah, because it's winnable. The Colts right now are trying to figure out their quarterback situation.
Right. We just talked about how Caleb Williams is going. How do you think guys feel about that quarterback? How do you think Anthony Richardson, guys look at him in that locker room after the soap opera last year? You know, I mean, you had to bench him for Joe Flacco because this guy basically quit on you.
Yeah.
I mean, call me a quitter. That's real quitting, Carl. You know, just quit on the Braves if you missed the conversation last hour. But that's going to be very interesting. Hey, speaking of a Jacksonville you just brought up, head coach Liam Cohen, his first year as head coach,
all right,
trying to maximize, you know, Travis Hunter. And we talked all about how do you make it work. I think it's not rocket science. He will have to learn the playbooks, and they are pro playbooks, different than the college game. And he basically said the same thing. Hunter tells Michael DeRocco of ESPN, I need to be able to process everything fast, basically on both sides. When I'm on defense, if the offense changes their strength, I've got to know what I'm doing. So basically saying it's a ton of film study. It's a lot of practice reps. Mm. So not as easy as, I don't know, you or me saying for a guy to play both sides of the football in the NFL.
Yeah.
Duval.
This has been...
Say it with your chest, dude.
You got to work on that. This has been the debate. It's not that he can't. It's the prep that goes into it. And I've been saying it all offseason. In college, you can get away with it. High school, you can get away with it. You are trying to game plan for these offenses, Mike, as a DB, and know where guys are going and what they're trying to do. I think it's going to be extremely hard. But look, I hope he does it because we haven't seen it. I want to see him. I'd love to see it happen in the NFL in this day and age. Hey, man, 4th and 1 is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. While we were talking about the Giants with BMAC, if you missed that interview, go online at Odyssey.com. All the interviews are there. Subscribe to Dukes and Bell, and you won't miss anything. The Giants and Brian Daboll, Mike, he announced that Russell Wilson is QB1 for 2025.
Mr. Unlimited.
He said the guys are going to come out here and compete, but Russ is our starter. So he just wanted to settle that down. Now, remember, they did draft a quarterback, and your boy Jameis is still there. But they also have Tommy DeVito on the roster.
Oh.
Tommy DeVito.
Oh.
Yeah, Mike, Jackson Dart, when's he going to start? When's he going to start?
And again, he did throw a pick on his first play, an 11-on-11, and it was a pick six. So, I mean, it does happen. But now we were talking about Aaron Rodgers doing the same thing in Pittsburgh. I figure what? All right, let's go week seven.
Okay.
Because they're going to roll the dice with Russ, right? Give Russ every opportunity.
Are they winning or losing by that? Does it matter?
The defense. See, that's the thing. Daboll did such an amazing job in Buffalo as the OC. He actually got one great year out of Daniel Jones, and then the wheels fell off. And now you've got, if you look on the defensive side, you know, you got all those pieces they've drafted. You know, you got Thibodeau, you got Brian Burns. They got a lot of dudes.
They got dudes
on the defense. You know, they don't really have a run game per se. And we'll see how the rookie, what they drafted. But yeah, I mean, they shouldn't be terrible, but they are. I don't know what Russ, this last go around, Russ may have six teams on his football card at the end of his career. Yeah,
I know. And it feels like he's not done. Like, even if this doesn't work out, he still wants to continue to play and somebody will ultimately give him a shot. Hey, man, talking all things NFL with you coming up, we're going to hear from Drake London. The morning shift got a chance to visit with our star wide receiver, and you'll hear all the things that he had to say. And Michael Penix, the comments about the Falcons should be the best in the league. He's not talking about the team. He's talking about the offense.